watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in the Unilin space, and I'm with Floris Koopmans, the Director of Sales and Marketing. How you doing, Floris?
I'm doing very good. I'm happy to be here. And by the way, happy birthday.
Well, thanks so much, Floris. You Belgian guys, you keep up with everything. Thank you so much. So real quick, I'm not sure why you asked me to stand in this hole, but you're very tall here.
Yeah, indeed. 6 foot six, last time I counted.
Uh-huh. So how's your basketball game?
If I had known I would be this tall, I would have started it when I was young.
Okay, so a little background on Unilin. Most people know Unilin was a Belgian company doing very well and strong in the intellectual property business, strong in the laminate business. And then Mohawk came along in 2005. You were doing about $2.2 billion in sales and they bought you, right?
Yes, that sounds about correct.
So you've shifted your attention. This is all ancient history, I guess, for most people, but you shifted your focus now. You're an intellectual property company and you license your technology not only to the Mohawk company, but also to many other
producers as well.
That's indeed what our division does. Our division focuses on licensing IP, most well known for the click systems like UniClick, to other companies out there. But of course, we have other divisions in Unilin still making laminate flooring under Quickstep and Pergo brands. We have insulation as well, and of course, our panel business as well. So that's also still a big part of our business. But I'm working for the division that purely focuses on licensing great technologies to the flooring industry.
I missed my trip to Europe this January, but you've been traveling around. Give us a quick flavor for how the Europeans are looking at the business this year.
Yeah, so I was at Bau not too long ago, 2 weeks ago in Munich, and it was really buzzing. A lot of people walking around, there was a positive vibe going on, so it was really nice to feel that, to be there. So yeah, good things ahead, it seems.
I'm hearing there's a lot of energy over in Europe right now, so that's thanks for that recap. So today, you've got several message points. One of them is to remind people this UniClick system is 40 years old or so, and continues to do real well. Give us an update on that.
So it's not 40 years old, but we've been in flooring for 40 years and we've used all that experience that we have to design our locking systems. So this year we've dedicated a huge area of our booth to explain to people why a locking system makes such a big difference for a floor. So we've all heard about rumors going in the industry about alternative locking systems failing. And we wanted to explain here to people with some very easy examples, with some test results, why our locking systems make such a great difference in avoiding the problems that have been bugging our industry.
You know, the truth is, though, I mean, many of us know that when some of these people that are trying to meet a price point and they put more filler in and they try to put a click system on a product that has too much filler in it and is too thin, it fails, right?
So that's a really important note indeed, that you don't want to risk anything with a locking system. It is such a critical part of a floor. You can have the most beautiful floor, but if it doesn't click together or doesn't click well together, that will result in a claim. So that's also our strength, our locking systems, UniClick, which is still the market leader out there by far. If you look at click in general, that it's so strong and that people don't want to take risks in locking. So many people still have the strongest belief in our locking systems.
Okay, so from an intellectual property standpoint, you got many other messages to talk about. What are a couple of the key ones this year?
Of course. Every year, we also show some new stuff. So apart from showing the locking systems, we also show for the first time ever, we show something for glue down. It's our UniGrout. It's a very nice ceramic lookalike bevel for glue down with a special lacquer that looks like it's grouted. So it has small sand particles inside of it. So you can't really say the difference between a glue down and a ceramic. Looks really nice.
I see you've got a herringbone on the floor here. That's part of your message as well, right?
Indeed, we have locking systems for herringbone. So in Europe, herringbone has been thriving. And we have a locking system with no A and Bs that you can lay down very easily. So much easier for logistics, much easier for installation. And it clicks together like a UniClick. So an angle with the performance that people know and are used to from our UniClick system.
Yeah. So, you know, if you travel and historically to look at the castles that are in Europe, they all had herringbone floors, didn't they?
Indeed. We thought it was a trend in Europe, but volumes in herringbone seem to keep going up. So it could be that it also happens in the US.
So does that get most of the message point for you this year?
We also have two new cores that we present here that we have been granted very broad patents on. On the one hand, we have hybrid core. It's a technology which combines basically HDF together with MGO to make it a very beautiful board that's very low swell and makes laminate boards also very low absorbent for water.
And what are the other core?
PSPC. I think that will be one of the big talking points of this show. It's PET-based SPC. So basically PVC-free product where you put PET inside instead of PVC.
Okay. Well, Floris, thanks so much for spending time with our viewers. And tell us what's going on with Unilin this year. Again, been talking to Floris Koopmans, the director of sales and marketing with Unilin, and you've been watching FloorDaily.net.